Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Will Christians across Montana be punished for trying to live according to God's word? Will Catholics be forced to pay for other people's birth control? Will Montanans of faith be forced against their will to participate in same-sex marriage? Next week begins the 64th session of the Montana Legislature, and these issues, as well as a myriad of others, will be front and center. So-called non-discrimination ordinances, or NDOs, are spreading across Montana. They claim to protect people from discrimination when in fact they're unconstitutional violations of the First Amendment. The Constitution says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion, but that's exactly what these NDOs do. They subject Christians to harsh penalties when they try to live out God's word as it concerns marriage. If a Christian wedding planner refuses to take part in a celebration of same-sex marriage, she could be fined, forced to undergo diversity training, or even face prison time. Now the forces behind the original NDO campaign are taking it statewide. They intend to pass a bill at the legislature with harsh penalties for Christians who decline to participate in same-sex marriage, but we intend to stop it. What else can we expect in 2015? We can expect more and more unintended consequences as a result of the implementation of same-sex marriage by a single judge. Already, clerks at the county courthouses are seeking religious exemptions from having to issue same-sex marriage licenses, and the ACLU is gearing up to try to force them to participate. We can also expect a continued battle to let Montana's small business owners make their own decisions about birth control. Rather than letting individuals keep birth control decisions between themselves and God, some in the Montana legislature are trying to force Montana businessmen to buy other people's birth control, whether they want to or not. Another hot-button issue is school choice, creating alternatives for kids in danger of dropping out of school. Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice, but change is coming, and the education establishment knows it. That's why they launched an all-out assault last week in the media against the Montana Family Foundation, led by Eric Fever, the president of the Montana Teachers Union. He's focused on the system. We're focused on the kids. He's focused on power. We're focused on results. He's focused on money. We're focused on empowering students and parents. In the end, our side will win, and the bureaucrats know it. That's why they're becoming so shrill. The good thing about the new year is that it brings a sense of hope. It's as though every 12 months we get a do-over. We can look back at what worked and what didn't and make some changes. And speaking of changes, starting next week, these broadcasts will change to a daily format to keep you up to date on everything that happens at the Capitol. America is a great nation, and Montana is a great state. We're passionate about our Constitution and its guarantee of religious freedom, and we will not sit idly by while partisan activists from the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Network, Planned Parenthood, and others try to violate the First Amendment. As our legislative affairs team heads to the Capitol, we would appreciate your prayers. Legislative sessions are stressful, to say the least. It's a battle in every sense of the word, and for the sake of our children and grandchildren, it's a battle that we intend to win. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.